Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your legislative update as the legislative session began today officially. So getting started first with China giving a warning directly to the United States now. Yeah, China saying that we are we need to change our attitude towards them and towards their support for the Ukraine war, in or else, essentially, was a lot of the way that conversation went down. So, all right, China getting a little aggressive now, calling us out by name directly. This would be President Xi Jinping doing so. So a little bit of a surprise right there with that. Other top three stories here for you is that Kim Jong-un's sister in North Korea has warned that North Korea is ready to act against both us and South Korea. They say that, and they also warned us to not intercept any of their test missiles. And then finally, Tucker Carlson last night revealing the very first of the January 6th footage that was given to him from Kevin McCarthy. Those are your top three stories real quick here. So China and Kim Jong-un, I can't help but think, man, it sure seems like during the Trump years, there was some conflict developing between Iran. You remember that? Like Iran, there was some rising conflict between Iran and the United States. But it didn't really, it definitely didn't get to the point where like Iran was threatening us. It didn't get to the point where any country was threatening us directly. And now here, just a couple of years later, we've got China and both North Korea warning us to back off. Russia warning us to back off. It's like, wait, do you not know who we are? Like, it's very surprising to see this kind of attitude. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. By the way, coming up here later this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the Pensacola Opera. They've got Carousel, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, coming up March 17th and 19th. And we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go check that out here later this hour. All right, legislative update here for you. A couple of bills that have are getting some highlight. A bill is more closely regulating on-campus speakers has advanced in committee. So this is colleges and universities. You know, oftentimes, particularly, there's a complaint that conservative-leaning speakers are getting kicked off of campuses or not allowed to show up at campuses and things. So this, what this would do is it would create an Office of Public Policy Events through the state university system. It would put a satellite office on each campus that would ensure that speakers representing multiple divergent and opposing viewpoints be presented on each campus. According to the sponsor, Spencer Roach, quote, "I believe there's a monoculture on campus, which I think perpetuated a narrow intellectual status quo." So, of course, Democrats say no, they don't like this bill because some of the speakers might be deemed as hateful. Because remember, that's the whole thing, is conservatism just spews hate. So we don't want anybody spewing hate, even though it's, you know, a lot of it's not that way. Then we have something here. That's one of the things that they do right there. All right. So the other viewpoints here, things that are going on with the legislative session, first day of the legislative session, House is taking aim at Enterprise Florida. So Enterprise Florida is a public-private partnership that tries to woo businesses to come to the state of Florida. And this new bill that's been introduced is basically calling for the elimination of this organization, of this business recruiting agency. It has come up in the crosshairs in times past, and it's always seemed to kind of get through. But the last time they got through, just with less funding, but it still existed. And so we'll have to see what happens this time around. But House Speaker Paul Renner said that the idea that it has delivered on its promises is just not the case, in my opinion. Do we really need a separate board with people who are there, or can we more streamline what we're doing and really not waste taxpayer dollars? So we'll have to see what happens on that one. Then another bill that's getting a lot of talk right now already, the heartbeat bill. And we mentioned this many weeks ago when it was first introduced, that right now you can't have an abortion after 15 weeks in the state of Florida. 15 weeks is the threshold. But there's a heartbeat bill that would ban abortion after 6 weeks. There'd be some exceptions. Fatal abnormality, that would still be permitted within the first two trimesters. If a woman is impregnated by rape or incest, they could still have abortion up to 15th week of pregnancy. So there's other exceptions, but for the most part, no abortions after 6 weeks is, and apparently it's moving through the Senate thus far. And if it does get passed, it would be one of the strongest, not the strongest, but one of the strongest anti-abortion bills in the country. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. A lot of our slowdowns have cleared up on I-10, but we're still seeing some slight delays getting out of Pensacola, heading towards Garcon Point, getting closer to Avalon Boulevard. So keep that in mind. And we have some typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. On 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns. That's going to be right in front of the Nature Preserve before you get to Gondolier Boulevard, 3 Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear. See something else on the road slowing you down? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One last thing to bring up pertaining to the state legislative session is Governor DeSantis started off the legislative session with his annual State of the State address, which I will go over highlights of that after our sports hit at 5:35. But he laid out his agenda, and the Senate leadership has laid out their agenda. And Governor DeSantis calls it the freedom agenda. And, you know, as he's been speaking at CPAC and all these other things, he keeps talking about how Florida is the state where wokeism goes to die, and this is a place where we promote freedom and liberty. But I think it's important to note that elected Democrats oppose this statement. In fact, Lauren Book, who is the Senate Democrat leader, said that his agenda is about anything is anything but freedom. She says the party of supposed limited government has developed a taste for control, and with it an aversion to accountability, hiding behind a brand of freedom I don't recognize, while the governor amasses nearly unchecked power. So she says this is not freedom. Some of examples that she gave was the state having restrictions on books, limited protests against government, and then of course controversies pertaining to what she called Governor DeSantis's takeover of Disney, which is not what that is, which we've covered before right there. Excuse me. She also says that he's that the agenda, the freedom agenda, is not freedom when it comes to forced pregnancy and birth, even in the case of rape and incest. Excuse me. And she touched on how the economy might seem to be booming, but working people struggle with the high cost of living. Okay, well, that one we've talked about over and over. Every time Democrats or anybody tries to say, well, Florida's so unaffordable now, it's DeSantis' fault or it's Republicans' fault. I'm like, find a state that's not unaffordable now. I don't know what happened during the pandemic, but it's made everywhere go up. Just as much as we've gone up in our cost of living, so has other states. But some of these other things here, it got me thinking. So she's like, he says this is a freedom agenda. Lauren Book, the leader of the Democrats, and other Democrats say this is anything but freedom. But here's what we talked about. We actually discussed this during the height of COVID, because there was all this discussion about freedom and liberty, and, you know, could municipalities force mask wearing, for example? Could municipalities force businesses to stay closed? And the state said, no, you can't do that. And people said, well, you're taking away their freedom. And that's what it comes down to. There is a difference. When Governor DeSantis and other conservative types and libertarian-leaning individuals talk about freedom and liberty, they're specifically talking about individual rights and individual freedoms and individual liberties, as opposed to corporate or municipal freedoms and liberties. And so, and after all, that is what a lot of the debate was at the founding of this country. At the founding of this country, the founders were debating, which should we prioritize? Individual rights and liberties, or corporate or statist rights and liberties? You know, organizational rights and liberties. The founding of the country at the time, the debate that won was individuals. That was the debate that won back then. Over time, that has degraded, and individual liberties and rights and freedoms have been sacrificed in the name of security and in the name of the betterment of society and whatever it might be. But there's still at core this principle of we have to preserve individual liberties and rights. And so as long as those individual liberties and rights don't negatively affect somebody else. So when they're talking about Disney's takeover, well, wasn't really a Disney takeover. We talked about that. Basically, that board is still intact. They're just going to have new appointees, but the governing board's job is to continue to take care of Disney and take care of their bonds and still issue bonds and things like that to help with the development of the Disney parks. So that's one part of it. But when you talk about restricting books and things like this, it is taking away institutional freedoms and liberties. When you talk about abortion, though, well, that's taking away individual liberties and rights. Yes, it is, but it's doing so in order to protect the unborn who can't make their own decisions on their own. So that's what all these balances are. But I think for the most part, when you look at this administration, what they've done over the past 5 years, it has really been trying to figure out a way to protect individual liberties and freedoms, not institutional liberties and freedoms. And I think that's where the rift is that's happening in this state right now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here pertaining to the cost of living. Almost like printing money, like wrapping paper, has consequences on individual buying power. And we've seen that as well. That the cost of there's a lot we can go into with the cost of living problem. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom. Stick around. Three. Local, dependable, and they're coming up here in about 10 minutes. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Carousel from the Pensacola Opera, so stick around for that. Oh, let's get traffic report by the news.
Now it's time for your
top. We're going to go to top trending news. I didn't realize it was already 5:25. So let's do traffic on the fives. Then we'll head over there to top trending news.
Well, this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We're seeing some slow traffic still on I-10. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction, getting closer to Avalon Boulevard. Other than that, just typical traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on 98 in between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Expect some delays and slow-moving traffic on Palafox, North Palafox Street, in between East and West Burgess Road down to Oakfield Road. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the Bay Winter Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. It's life in prison for a Pensacola man accused of shooting and killing a man during a drunken argument. 31-year-old Stefan Philip Gielson was sentenced yesterday for his murder of Dylan Shanks on April 20, 2020. Prosecutors say he shot Dylan Shanks as he was escorting him out of the house at gunpoint. Shanks was found with a gunshot wound to the back of the neck and head on top of a pile of clothing he was carrying. He was only a few feet from the door of the home. Gleason reportedly told police that Shanks had shot himself, then claimed he shot in self-defense. A jury found him guilty of second degree murder last October. Pensacola police are trying to identify two males who slashed tires on eight different vehicles in downtown Pensacola Saturday. The police say the incidents happened around 11 p.m. Sunday. Police released surveillance pictures of the two suspects today, which you can see on the News Radio 92.3 website. One suspect is a black male wearing a black t-shirt, black sweatpants, red and white Nike shoes, and a ball cap. And the other suspect is a white male wearing a white t-shirt and gray sweatpants with writing on the front of the right leg. If you have any information, call Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers. And finally, Pensacola Ice Flyers will be branding for one night only on March 11th. They'll become the Pensacola Bushwhackers for rebrand night. You can check the Ice Flyers website to see their Bushwhacker logos. They'll also have merch available for that night. If you're a longtime Ice Flyers fan, though, don't worry. They say the team will go back to their original name and logo after the game is over. The team says they chose the Bushwhackers name because it was something that everyone who lives in or visits Pensacola knows about. Several bars on Pensacola Beach will be selling Bushwhackers and branded cups to help promote the event.
Very nice. It's Pensacola. I don't know the Bushwhackers. So, okay. Well, at least it's for a day.
For a day.
All right,
Bobby. If you drank, you would love them. They're so good.
Oh, is that what's a Bushwhacker?
It's like an alcoholic milkshake. Honestly, it's like an adult milkshake. But on the beach, when it's like so hot out, they're so good. And they were like made in the Pensacola, right?
Right. They were basically invented here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So that's why it's a dish. Okay. So it's an alcohol related thing. I recognize the name Bushwhacker. I just thought that was somebody who's like, you know, has a weed whacker and is in bushes. And it's like, are we honoring our landscapers?
Let's
for
go.
A day? Is that what's.
Let's
but
go.
That's not what's happening. Is what you're telling me. We're not honoring our landscapers for a day. That's not what's happening. We're honoring the beach.
The beach.
And getting a little bit of alcohol poisoning in the sun. Okay, gotcha. All right, with a sweet treat. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming for your next, got your daily dad joke. Stick around.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, like local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
What's the worst season to be a free solo climber? You know, people who climb without the gear and stuff like that. What's the worst season to be a free solo climber? Fall. Yeah, makes sense. Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So you know that OLF project? The council's going to make a decision on it sometime in April.
Thank you.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there's a, there is the transcript from Governor DeSantis' State of the State address. I broke down some of the key things from this, including accomplishments he pointed out that the state achieved, but also things that he would like to see done during this next legislative session, and some accomplishments that I think he pointed out that I think would resonate if he does indeed try to run for El Presidente. So I'll break that down here shortly. First, top three stories. So China says the United States needs to change its attitude towards them and towards their approach to the Ukrainian war, or else, you know, basically threatening us that will risk conflict. And then Kim Jong-un's sister from North Korea warns that North Korea is ready to act against the United States and South Korea. And Tucker Carlson shows the first of the January 6th footage that was given to him from Kevin McCarthy and called it mostly peaceful chaos. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA's on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies against the LA Lakers. Major League Baseball, earlier today, Tampa Bay Rays beat Philadelphia in preseason baseball. Right now, the Atlanta Braves are beating the Boston Red Sox 2-0 at the top of the fourth inning. NCAA men's basketball continues tonight. The only ranked game is on ESPN at 8 o'clock with number 9 Gonzaga playing number 16 St. Mary's College. So pretty big one right there in the West Coast Conference on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Then NCAA women's basketball, none of the ranked teams are playing on TV. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock with the Florida Panthers hosting Las Vegas and Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Philadelphia Flyers. Then in sports news, the Ravens have used a non-exclusive tag on Lamar Jackson, meaning he's essentially a free agent. Other teams can make offers to him, and they probably will. Daniel Jones has reached a $160 million deal with the Giants, so he's going to be staying with the Giants, but they used the franchise tag on Saquon Barkley, the running back. The Jets are in talks with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, the Jets trying to go after Aaron Rodgers right there. Then Geno Smith got in a 3-year extension with the Seahawks, but Pete Carroll, the head coach, says that's not going to prevent them from drafting a quarterback. And the NFL's first Black Friday football game is going to be this year, and they're going to stream it for free on Amazon Prime. That's your sports hit. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have some slight slow traffic. This is going to be getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, as well as on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have some slowdowns on Pine Forest. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. But 98 and Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. We do have some slow traffic. Windhaven Beach, we have an accident as you are heading westbound on 98 right near Woodland Avenue. And Windhaven expects some slow traffic due to an accident. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So Governor DeSantis' State of the State address was today. It's kicked off the legislative session. Some of the accomplishments he pointed out for Florida is that we're the fastest growing state of the nation, ranked number one in net in-migration, ranked number one in the nation for new business formations, ranked number one in economic growth among large states. Our unemployment rate is one of the lowest on record and significantly lower than national average. We have the lowest per capita state tax, lowest per capita state debt, despite having low unemployment, we have low taxes and stuff still. We rank number one in the nation for parental involvement in education, number one in fourth grade reading and math among large states, number one in public higher education system in the country, number one among large states for the quality of roads, and number one for the protections of our citizens against biomedical security, prohibiting mandated jabs. And things like that, right? So those were some of the accomplishments for the state. I got some more accomplishments for the state that he made But first, let me give you some of the needs that he gave up that the state needs to focus on this legislative session so we can expect these bills to be discussed. The legal system should be centered on achieving justice, not lining the pockets of lawyers. So that's talking about legal fee restrictions. He wants to accelerate infrastructure projects, needs to ensure that our supply of housing is adequate, need to continue our stewardship of Florida's natural resources like clean water and the Everglades restoration, permanent protection for medical authoritarianism, meaning mandated jabs and things like that, as well as trying to transgender transformations for kids and things like this. He also wants to protect free speech rights and conscious rights of physicians. Another focus that needs to happen in the session based on the state of the state address, increase teacher salaries, also enact a teacher's bill of rights, and provide paycheck protections for teachers, expand school choice, and fortify parents' rights. Also says that schools must deliver good education, not political indoctrination. We need to increase penalties for fentanyl dealers. We need to ensure our bail system is conducive to public safety. Dangerous criminals should not simply be put back on the street like we see it happens in other states. Constitutional rights should not require a permission slip from the government. That pertains to the Second Amendment. So pushing for constitutional carry there. And finally, we will not allow land grabs by Chinese Communist Party-backed businesses in our state. So these are some of the things that he says are the needs for this legislative session. Now, if Governor DeSantis does indeed decide to run for El Presidente, there were some of the things that he brought up that are accomplishments for the state, but I think they would resonate in a presidential campaign. For example, he says in the last 2 years, we've seen the largest budget surpluses in the history of the state of Florida. Okay, would we not like to see budget surpluses on the federal level? His leadership helped implement that for our state, not just budget surpluses, but the largest budget surpluses we've seen in the history of the state. While still growing, while still building our roads, while still giving teachers increases of pay, while, you know, on and on, right? So I think that would resonate very well on a national level. We're number one in law enforcement recruitment and support. Florida crime rate stands at a 50-year low. Nationwide, we have seen people's concerns for crime becoming one of the top five issues that they're concerned about. So under his leadership, if he can say Florida has a 50-year low in crime, well, then that's something he might be able to resonate on a national level. He says we rank number one in the nation in educational freedom. There's discussion now on the federal level that there should be a federal school choice, not just on a statewide level. We have enacted record business increases in teacher salaries. We've expanded school choice and have protected the rights of parents. Once again, when it comes to education, having using Florida as an example might be a way to take the experiment of what happened in the state and implement it on a federal level. If that's a message he wants to go with, he would have good talking points from his experience here. We know that nationwide, there's over 100,000 jobs short in truck driving. He points this out. The state was producing about 600 truck drivers 4 years ago, 600 truck drivers a year 4 years ago. Now, through all of our initiatives over the past 4 years, we're capable of producing 3,500 truck drivers each and every year. And then he says, you want to talk about supply chain, you want to talk about making sure our economy runs, these guys are really important for that. Which, yes, on a nationwide level, we have concerns with supply chain and things like that. So he could use that as a national as a national talking point. Then he talks about the medical freedom and how they prohibited COVID shot mandates in schools, banned vaccine passports, et cetera, et cetera. That could be a message nationwide if he runs for president. And then finally, we've ushered in a new era of stewardship for Florida's natural resources. We secured historic funding for water quality and Everglades restoration projects, improving water policy and utilizing technology to combat things like algae blooms and red tide. Of course, there's more that needs to be done, but nationwide, if you're running on a national campaign, there's a lot of people's concerns with climate change and the environment. And so even though he wouldn't push some sort of climate change agenda, he has a record where he can show that he's been environmentally conscious and environmentally responsible. And so those are some of the things in his State of the State address that I was like, those would resonate for a national campaign as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom. Plus, we got your top stories on FoxNews.com, so stick around. Oh, wait. I didn't give away the tickets. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I almost forgot about this. We have a pair of tickets to go see Carousel from Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's March 17th and 19th. And so this it's the 40th anniversary season of the Pensacola Opera. And so if you would like to go check this out, then text in the word musical. Musicals! Text in musical to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. And you can have a chance to win this pair of tickets to go see Carousel from Rodgers and Hammerstein for the Pensacola Opera. All right, coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens in the newsroom.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same.
Let's go right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fires of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 now moving smoothly throughout our area. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some typical afternoon traffic. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Really nothing to slow you down, but we do have some slow-moving traffic throughout Windhaven Beach. This is going to be going in the westbound direction due to an accident right in front of Windhaven Animal Hospital near Woodland Avenue is where the scene of the accident is. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, Pensacola police are trying to identify two males who slashed tires on 8 different vehicles in downtown Pensacola Saturday. The police say the incidents happened around 11 p.m. Police released surveillance pictures of the two suspects today, which you can see on News Radio's 92.3 website. One suspect is a black male wearing a black T-shirt, black sweatpants, red and white Nike shoes, and a ball cap. And the other suspect is a white male wearing a white T-shirt and gray sweatpants with writing on the front of the right leg. If you have any information, you can call Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers. Special election to fill 3 town council seats in Century is getting closer, and the first financial reports have been released for the 4 candidates. Financial contributions totaled reported by the candidates range from $50 to $130, and their expenditures range from $0 to $89. The totals were from February 18th through qualification day on February 24th. The special election will be held on March 28th at the Century Town Hall. And finally, Bobby, today is National Cereal Day. The sugary snack that's traditionally served in a bowl with milk and a spoon has been around since the end of the 19th century. It's also become one of America's most popular breakfast foods. Some bakers have even turned to cereal as key ingredients in their cakes, cookies, and bar recipes.
Ah, yes. And we talked about this before. So your favorite cereal, again?
Frosted Cheerios.
Frosted Cheerios. What makes Frosted Cheerios better than Honey Nut Cheerios?
Because they're frosted. They're sweeter.
They're sweeter. You like the sugar? Because I don't mind Honey Nut Cheerios.
Right.
I don't even remember the last time. I don't know if it's been forever. Gracie, when was the last time you had Frosted Cheerios?
I don't know if I've ever had Frosted Cheerios. I've had Honey Nut Cheerios and normal Cheerios.
I'm going to bring in a box for all of y'all.
Okay.
I've had the apple cinnamon Cheerios too.
Right.
I've had chocolate Cheerios, but I haven't had Frosted in forever.
Yeah, so, I don't think I've ever had them.
Time to take the splurge. Where do you even get them? They're available at your everywhere that I've seen in this area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? And Gracie, you like a disgusting cereal.
Lucky Charms. You can't even say that the week of St. Patrick's Day, Bobby.
It's not the same.
There's a leprechaun on the box.
It's gross.
They're yum.
It's not even the marshmallows. It's the other part that's not appealing.
That's basically Frosted Cheerios. And Lucky Charms makes the best cereal milk at the end.
No.
Yeah, because flavorful with the marshmallows.
Fruity Pebbles does. Fruity Pebbles makes the best milk.
Well, that's
or
good stuff.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Cocoa Pebbles for sure.
Yeah. Cocoa Pebbles, that's some good chocolate milk right afterwards. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top story on FoxNews.com. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says he's going to vote with Republicans on a controversial crime bill. This is the bill that's going to overturn the D.C. crime bill. And that was expected that if it does pass, that Biden would veto it. But now with Chuck Schumer crossing the aisle over it, maybe not so much. That's the top story on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
WD-40 got its name because it took the inventors 40 tries to get the formula right. Oh, all right. The most lucrative type of gambling for Vegas casinos is slot machines. 61% of all their revenue comes from slots. And bourbon is named after Bourbon County, Kentucky. 95% of all bourbon is made in Kentucky today. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.